The next letter we're going to do in volume 14 is in the Holy Letter of the Rebbe in volume 4, sorry. Volume 4 is letter 1192. And this was a letter also that the Rebbe sent to various different people, the same basic text, but changed a little bit for the individuals. So in this case, they're bringing down, the Rebbe is addressing Maharishi Yichya, and the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha, I'm sending you the booklet for 18th of Elul, which is coming upon us, and I'm sure that you will see to it that others will benefit, all those that you are able to influence over there with the light of Torah and the luminary of Torah, which are in this booklet. In briefly, in my introduction to this booklet, based on the expression of my father-in-law, that the impact of Chai Elul is to the is to bring in an energy, a vitality in all types of services of the person, and of them is also in the category of Torah, in the line of Torah, that it brings in that energy to. And the Rebbe says we can add some more, articulate this, more explanation to this, based upon the saying of our sages, that if a person studies the Torah is considered like a medicine, it's like a drug. If the Gemara says like this, if a person has a merit, so the Torah turns out to be a drug that gives him life. But if he doesn't have a merit, which means if he misuses the Torah that he studies and he puts it in the wrong for the wrong purposes, then it becomes a drug of death. Then it's a sam hamavos. Because although the words of Torah have been equated to fire, and that's why Torah do not accept impurity. For example, if a person is in a state, in a bodily state of impurity, it's not a reason for not to study Torah, because Torah does not accept impurity. It doesn't touch it. It's like fire. Fire doesn't receive impurity, so does the word of Torah not. So that means, what it means is that the Torah does not become impure, but its impact on the past, on the person, but what it does to the person, the Torah itself doesn't become impure. But what does the Torah do to the person? If the person has not have a merit, as the rabbis use the nasis loy, for that person, it becomes a drug of death.
I would think it would purify.
What does it mean in a learning it in a way? What does it mean when you learn the Torah and then you say you don't have a merit? If you don't have a merit, it becomes like a drug of death. That means that you're learning Torah without the fear of heaven. If you learn Torah and you don't remember that God is the one that gave you the Torah, you're just learning the Torah as a mental exercise, just as a interesting subject, a topic. And therefore, if you learn it like that, so then you can study and you have no intention to doing what you're studying, because you don't care about what you're studying. You're just learning it for the fun of it or something like that. And there can be only if you're studying such aspects which don't deal, you're studying Torah in those ideas, those concepts which are not occupied directly about the love of Hashem, the fear of Hashem, the unity of Hashem, especially when you study aspects of Torah which are dressed up in very physical and material matters. So you might learn Torah, but you're missing the point of what you're learning the Torah. You're just learning it about the physical matters. As opposed to this, when you study the esoteric part of Torah, Pnimiyas HaTorah, which is called the Tree of Life, that has not come down in a way of dressed up in order to sort out the sparks, which means it's not dressed up in the physicality, materialism, in the worldly matters. But it primarily, it deals with the various different ways of loving God, fearing God, the unity of God, or by learning about the order of the hishtalshelus, of the evolution, the way the world came into being. So this will bring him to the love and the fear of Hashem. And that is what brings him to a complete whole heart. And that, when he lives in that, in the occupation of Torah, and that becomes sort of like a soul for the external part of Torah. So the inner part of Torah becomes the soul of the external part of Torah. So that also energizes, brings in a vitality also in the revealed part of Torah, especially the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov of blessed memory, who our holy fathers, our rebbes, our holy rebbes have a blessed memory, their memory for blessing, have inherited us. They reveal and they explain the greatness and the exaltness of Hashem. As the Alter Rebbe writes in his holy letters, that knowing the existence of the Hishtalshelus, of this evolution, the chain, how the descends in the world, that brings a person to a complete heart, which is the main thing, especially in our days, that we are all praying, L'cho amar libi bakshu fonai, which means, to you, my heart says, seek out my inner, to look after the inner of the heart. That takes place. How do we arouse our ponai? By esponecha Hashem avakesh, by seeking Hashem's pnimius, which means the study of the inner of Torah, trying to understand and grasp the esoteric part of Torah. So a person needs to occupy himself with the love of God, the fear of God, and also the study and the reflection that bring to this, which is through the teaching of Chassidus. This is a good preparation to drawing down the revelation of Hashem Ori on Rosh Hashanah. The sages say, we say, L'dovet Hashem Ori, God is my light on Rosh Hashanah, V'yishai is on Yom Kippur, so that we will be written, will be sealed for a good year, a revealed good, a visible and revealed good, both physically and spiritually, with blessing for a ksivah, ksimatayvah, for a writing and a good writing and sealing for the good. And here you see again, the Rebbe is pushing the individuals as well as the community to engage in the study of Chassidus, to engage in the parts of Torah which actually bring the person to love and fear of Hashem. And not to forget, while you can study regular Torah, you might get caught up in the physicality and learn it not for the right purposes, and then it's actually not a benefit. It becomes a sam hamavis for the person. Rebbe encourages everybody to take part and study and to connect to Hashem in a way of knowledge about God, knowledge about the love of God, knowledge about how creation works, the unity of Hashem, and that's the gateway for blessings and all good things for the year to come.